Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Rundown, your quick stop for the biggest entertainment news you might have missed last week from the Front Row Network on NPR Illinois. We have quite a bit to make up for with taking last week off, so let's jump right in. First, some production updates. With the less-than-stellar showing from Tenet in the U.S., many studios are moving to their big releases yet again. Nia DaCosta's horror remake Candyman has been delayed to 2021, with the director expressing the desire for the film to be experienced in a communal setting. The Rock and Emily Blunt's Disney adventure Jungle Cruise has been moved to July of 2021. Wonder Woman 1984 moved from its October release to Christmas Day, and there are even the beginnings of rumors that Marvel will be delaying the release of Black Widow yet again. But on the positive front, Warner Brothers has announced that the shooting of The Rock's DCEU entry Black Adam is set to start filming in early 2021. The Academy has released brand new guidelines for films that wish to be eligible for Best Picture that aims to increase diversity not only on screen, but also behind the scenes of movie productions. The new criteria has four standards aimed at increasing diversity on movie sets. For a film to be eligible for Best Picture, two of the four standards have to be met either on screen or in the film crew. The rules will officially be in effect for the 2024 Oscars ceremony. Disney made the decision to release the Long and Limbo live-action remake Mulan on their streaming service for $30, and we now know that in the first weekend, Mulan was able to pocket $33.5 million. It's a pretty good success, though one muted by the potential box office run the studio was expecting. In addition to Mulan, Disney is now mulling doing the same release style for the upcoming Pixar release Soul, which was scheduled to come out in November, though no decision has been made as of this time. Along the same lines, Sony Pictures has become the first studio to officially announce that they will not be releasing any tentpole movies in the US until movie theaters are able to operate at normal standards. It was a big couple of weeks for casting announcements. First, the horror sequel Scream 5 has confirmed that series star Neve Campbell will indeed be returning for round 5 of the franchise and has also signed on Booksmart star Mason Gooding and 13 Reasons Why star Dylan Minnette. Julianne Moore has become the last piece of the puzzle for the movie musical adaptation of the Tony-winning musical Dear Evan Hansen. Moore rounds out the cast, joining original Broadway stars Ben Platt and Colton Ryan, Amy Adams, Danny Pino, and Caitlin Dever. There is no release date or production schedule as of this time. And finally, we may have our next big bad in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Marvel Studios has announced that the upcoming sequel Ant-Man 3 has cast Lovecraft Country star Jonathan Majors, with rumors swirling that he will be playing the time-traveling supervillain Kang the Conqueror, though that is yet to be confirmed by Marvel. And two big streaming events have now officially been given release dates. First, Disney Plus announcing that season 2 of the critical and fan hit The Mandalorian will be dropping on October 30th, and Netflix has announced that the Ryan Murphy musical adaptation The Prom has finished shooting and will be releasing just in time for Christmas on December 11th, also releasing their first poster teasing the massive cast. Still, it was another tragic week in the entertainment world as screen and stage legend Diana Rigg died at the age of 82. Rigg was a literal legend in every sense of the word. Rigg portrayed one of the first truly strong, independent female characters as Emma Peel in the BBC's Avengers television series. She was also the only woman to tie down 007, becoming Mrs. James Bond, in On Her Majesty's Secret Service. However, Rigg fully set sail on the stage, garnering 4 Tony nominations, winning Best Actress in a Play for Madea in 1994. In recent times, she cut an incredible presence on the HBO hit Game of Thrones as the searingly honest and confident Lady Olenna Tyrell. In 1994, she was given the distinction of Dame by Queen Elizabeth. Rigg died after a brief battle with cancer that was diagnosed in March. Let's wrap it up with a quick rundown of the newest trailers to drop. Netflix was very busy dropping trailers this week, starting with the Broadway play adaptation of The Boys and the Band. The groundbreaking dramedy stars Jim Parsons, Zachary Quinto, Matt Bomer, and Andrew Rannells, and will drop on September 30th. And Netflix also released their long-awaited Hitchcock remake, Rebecca. The tale of a newly married woman fighting the shadow of her husband's dead first wife stars Lily James, Armie Hammer, and Kirsten Scott Thomas, and drops on October 21st. Not to be outdone, on the freaky side of things, Blumhouse dropped the trailer for their upcoming body swap gore fest Freaky, as a serial killer and a high school nobody find themselves in each other's bodies. Starring Vince Vaughn and Catherine Newton, the film is set to hit theaters on November 13th. But undoubtedly the biggest trailer of the week was our first look at visionary director Denis Villeneuve's remake of the classic sci-fi novel Dune. Telling the intergalactic tale of the Atreides family, the film boasts an insane cast list including Timothée Chalamet, Rebecca Ferguson, Oscar Isaac, Josh Brolin, Dave Bautista, Zendaya, Jason Momoa, Javier Bardem, and many more. The epic is set to hit theaters everywhere on December 18th. Thanks for checking out The Rundown. For more from the Front Row Network, including all of our dozens of shows, our articles, and interviews, visit nprillinois.org or search for us on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram with the Front Row Network, and follow us on Twitter at Front Row Reviews with